نعم الجليس مدى حياتك مصحف يجلو هموم النفس والوجدان فيه الهداية والسعادة والرضا وهو الدليل لجنة الرحمن.
عن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. رواه البخاري. Uthman bin Affan, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best amongst you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it. This hadith can be found in Sahih Bukhari.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're welcome to Quran Psycho Mustafa. And still on our series, Journey with the Huffaz, where we bring you stories of people that have completed their memorization of the entire Quran, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And to all our listeners that have been following this series, we hope you've been implementing all you've been learning. And today, we have another special person for you. And I'd like to welcome our guest today, Ustadha Hafidho Adewoye Ni'matullah, with the best of greetings, saying, Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Naam, thank you for joining us today on Quran Psycho Mustafa. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us how you feel being a guardian and a carrier of the glorious Quran?
I'm Adewoye Ni'matullah. I'm a student of Achievers University. I'm studying medical laboratory science. I feel blessed and amazed to be one of the Huffaz.
MashaAllah. So I'm going to start with this question. What are the things that you feel are necessary for one to have in at the back of his or her mind before commencing this journey of memorizing the entire Quran?
Everyone starting this journey of memorizing the Holy Quran, or you've started or you're planning to start, you should just know that you need courage, you need to be consistent, don't give up. Sometimes it gets hard, tough, but don't give up and always make dua is very, very necessary.
Now, so tell us how your Quran journey started. What was your motivation for starting your memorization of the Quran? Tell us how it all started.
I started memorizing the Quran at a very young age. I can't remember exactly when I started, but I know I used to go to madrasa. Sometimes the ustaz come home to teach us. It went on like that for many years till I finished year 3. Then after my junior work, my mom told me that I won't be going to school the next session, that I have to go to madrasa, face school and squarely for 3 years. I have to stop Western education and go to Islamic madrasa for 3 years. I never liked the idea that how would I just stop school and go to madrasa. I didn't even know the benefit in memorizing the Quran, and I just know that, okay, I'm going to madrasa, memorize the Quran. So it was boarding. I liked the idea of boarding. So far it was boarding, I liked the idea, because in my school there were boarders and they get to have provision, they get to get many privileges more than a student. So I liked the idea that it was boarding. I was happy that, oh, alhamdulillah, I'm going to get provision to myself. So that's how I went to Khulwa to Tanzil. In Khulwa to Tanzil, alhamdulillah, I started memorizing the Quran. Sometimes I memorized half page a day, sometimes I don't memorize anything. But I can remember till I left Khulwa, I spent 1 year in Khulwa, I memorized half page daily. Sometimes I don't memorize, but most times half page daily, alhamdulillah. So after the first year in Khulwa to Tanzil, when we came for Ramadan break, my mom said we are going to stop Khulwa, that we are going to a day madrasa that feeds school. So she'll be able to monitor us, well, me and my brother. She's going to know how far we are doing, our day-to-day activities. That's how I started Usul al-Iman Tahfidh School. Usul al-Iman is a wonderful school. I never liked the idea of leaving the boarding school because I was used to my friends there. I started Usul al-Iman Tahfidh School. So the day madrasa, The classes start is Monday to Friday, and they do on Sunday, but I don't go on Sunday. From 8 in the morning to 4, Monday to Thursday. But on Friday, 8 to Juma, time for Juma. Sometimes my mom take me, sometimes my dad, or sometimes we go ourselves, me and my brother. So, alhamdulillah, when I got there, I continued from Surah to Najm. I continued with my half pages daily. Then, alhamdulillah, with time, I improved to 1 page, then 2 pages. Towards the end of my tafid journey, I started memorizing 3 pages. But not every day I get to read my jadid. That's the new verses I memorize. Sometimes I have to repeat what I memorized the other day. Sometimes I don't even read anything. Sometimes we're asked to stop and do murajaah of what we have memorized before. Then during the weekend, I go to a madrasa in my area for murajaah spelling. That's madrasa Islamiyya. So I go on Friday and come back on Monday morning. What I do there is only murajaah, spelling murajaah. I don't memorize anything there. I do murajaah of my past ajza, my past suwak. I read it to the ma'alima there, or read it to ourselves, the student there. And during holiday, because we get holiday in Zulman Tafid, it's not like only Ramadan break. We have first term, second term, and third term. So during the break of the first term, second term, third term, I stay in the madrasa. That madrasa I go during the weekend is a boarding school. So I spend my holiday there, and I spend my weekend there. When I started memorizing, I didn't know the value of memorizing the Quran. I was just memorizing it on a plain mind. I have to memorize it. But towards the end of my journey, when I was in half of Quran, I started liking it, because then I learned that memorizing with the meaning, as in taking the meaning to memorize, it makes memorization faster. Alhamdulillah, they were teaching us Arabic. So sometimes when you forget the verses, if you remember what you read in the English Quran, you can just add it. So that's why I started memorizing the English Quran. The English Quran also makes me understand more about Quran. It makes me familiar with Quran. So that was when I started liking what I was doing. I started putting more effort to what I was doing. And after enjoying it, I developed love for it then. Alhamdulillah, I completed my Alhamdulillah. It was a very, very wonderful experience.
MashaAllah. That was quite a journey. Were you faced with challenges at all whilst you were memorizing? And tell us how you dealt with all of these challenges.
I faced quite a lot of challenges while memorizing. Sometimes I don't get to read any jadid to the mudarris. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm memorizing. Sometimes I have to stop taking jadid from Roger. And sometimes when I was still back, like, those before I got to the 10 Jews, I used to look at what is in front of me, like, oh, can I ever finish this? Alhamdulillah, I was able to conquer it. Alhamdulillah.
Tell us some of those things you did to overcome some of these challenges.
Anytime I don't get what I'm memorizing, I check the English Quran, the English verse of what I'm memorizing, and sometimes I watch Musabaqa of Holy Quran, and I get motivated by them. Or when my mudarris that I memorized Holy Quran for some years, I can still remember it, I get motivated by Hindu.
MashaAllah. So let's say now, for somebody that just started memorizing the Quran, and probably person is taking, like, let's say, like, 3 lines or like half a page, should a person be concerned about perfecting those lines or that part for that day? And should the person also look at reading and internalizing the meaning before proceeding? Or what do you think?
For effectiveness, the person should perfect the verses memorized for that day. Because if you continue memorizing, and you don't perfect what you have memorized, if they ask you to read what you have memorized, it will be like, they memorize the ayah. So it's best to perfect what you memorize, and it is very, very advisable to use the English Quran when memorizing. When you are using the English Quran to memorize, it has impact. you know the meaning of the verses you are memorizing, so you're not just reading it on a plain mind, just reading it. So you know the meaning of what you are memorizing, and also makes memorization easier.
Well said, Ya Ustada. I'm going to pick you on this. You know, you said it is essential that one understands what one is memorizing. What will you say about one's relationship with the Quran? What should it be? What is the ideal thing for a Muslim or for people out there? How should one relate with the Quran?
Quran is a guidance to the alameen. So as Muslims, you have to take it as a guidance. Anything you are doing, you have to make sure is in accordance to what Allah has said. So you have to just make sure it's accordance to the Sunnah of Prophet and what Allah has said, and that's the Quran.
Well said, Ya Ustada, well said. And so it is very pertinent that as Muslims that we hold on tight to the Quran and reference it at all time, and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just like you said. So knowing that the Quran should take a very high place in our lives, what advice would you give those that haven't started their own journey towards memorizing the Quran, and for those also not feeling, you know, so motivated towards memorizing the Quran, what would you say to those people?
My advice to anyone planning to memorize the Quran or people memorizing it is don't procrastinate. Once you procrastinate, tomorrow inshallah will be it. Tomorrow will be next week. Next week will be next month. So just start. Start from anywhere. And inshallah Allah will make it easy, because there are lots of benefits memorizing the Quran. And you get to know more about your deen. You get reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, when you start memorizing the Quran, Allah will make it easy, and you'll find it very, very easy. May Allah make it easy for all of us.
Ameen. And truly, just like you said, procrastination can be a really, really terrible thing. You know, it kills productivity, and one just needs to start somewhere, somehow, and be consistent with it. And hopefully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy. Ameen. And so we've come to that point where we'll tell our guests to tell us their best surah, recite a portion of it to us, and share some lessons with us as well. So you'll start there, bismillah.
My best surah is Surah Ali Imran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إذ قالت امرأة عمران رب إني نذرت لك ما في بطني محررا فتقبل مني إنك أنت السميع العليم فلما وضعتها قالت رب إني وضعتها أنثى والله أعلم بما وضعت وليس الذكر كالأنثى وإني سميتها مريم وإني أعيذها بك وذريتها من الشيطان الرجيم فتقبلها ربها بقبول حسن وأنبتها نباتا حسنا وكفلها زكريا كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا قال يا مريم أنى لك هذا قالت هو من عند الله إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب هنالك دعا زكريا ربه قال رب هب لي من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء فنادته الملائكة وهو قائم يصلي في المحراب أن الله يبشرك بيحيى مصدقا بكلمة من الله وسيدا وحصورا ونبيا من الصالحين قال رب أنى يكون لي غلام وقد بلغني الكبر وامرأتي عاقر قال كذلك الله يفعل ما يشاء قال رب اجعل لي آية قال آيتك ألا تكلم الناس 3 أيام إلا رمزا واذكر ربك كثيرا وسبح بالعشي والإبكار. The lessons from these verses is to put your trust in Allah that it's never too late for anything to happen. Because Zachariah was old and he didn't even know he was going to have a child because his wife was barren then. But Allah granted his request and gave him a child even though he was still old. So the lessons you can pick from these verses is to put your trust in Allah. It's never too late for anything to happen.
MashaAllah, Ustadha. Shukran for the beautiful recitation and the inspiring lessons you shared as well. So let us always put our trust in Allah and let us know that He is capable of doing all things. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Naam. And so, yeah, Ustadha, do you have any final word you want to share with us on this program today?
My final word is don't relent, because it will get hard sometimes. Inshallah, Allah will count our efforts. And to all the Hufal, please let's welcome our Moja. And Moja is also one thing that I'm trying very, very hard to be perfect. And Allah make it easy for all of us.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. And so we've come to the end of our program today. Want to say a big Jazakumullahu khairan to our guest, Ustadha Hafidho Adiwi Ni'matullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you abundantly and reward you fi dunya wal akhirah. Ameen.
جزاك الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
آمين وأنتم فجزاكم الله خيرا. And to all our listeners, we hope you enjoyed the session. If you have questions or reviews, please just send us a mail at QuranCycle3@gmail.com. Also, you can follow our Instagram page at QuranCycle and share this with your friends and families as well. جزاكم الله خيرا سيدوسو والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
فيه الهداية والسعادة والرضا وهو الدليل لجنة الرحمن.